Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Thank you so much for joining. If you like this podcast, you obviously need to buy some merchandise. It's on TeePublic. The link is in the show notes. Go ahead and buy all of the stuff and then give it out as gifts and then buy more and wear it yourself. If you want to give me a little bit of other money, hey, this is just all ways to make money, right? You can join the Patreon for $1 a month or $5 a month or even more if you're that crazy, and you'll get episodes early and there's some exclusives. And eventually there will have to be some other things. But for now, you definitely get these early. Obviously, I would love it if you would share this podcast, subscribe to it, write up a review, and rate it with whatever stars you think are fair. And if you're listening to this now, then obviously it's the five-star one. That's the only option for you. But yeah, write about what you think about the show. And also, you can write about your favorite word or words, and that's fun. You could also talk about your favorite words in a voicemail if you call the Google Voice number, 917-727-5757, I think. You can leave a message and talk about words, talk about just anything that you want, really. We can chat. That's fine. We can talk about anything. And but if it's appropriate for the show, I'll put it in the show. You can email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can follow me on social media, @dictionarypod, Twitter and Instagram, also @speedjampar on all the various things. Come say hi, let's talk, send me messages. Oh, and if you want to make your own little sound effect, go ahead and do that, send it in all the different ways. If you want to make your own little, if you think you wrote a really good theme song or even a really bad theme song, send it in. That would be fantastic. You could do a theme song for the whole show. You could do a theme song for the synonym section when we get to one, for the word of the episode section, that's it. All right, the first word in this episode is decompression sickness. Two words, noun from 1941. We have one long definition, only one. A sometimes fatal disorder that is marked by neuralgic pains and paralysis, distress in breathing, and often collapse, and that is caused by the release of gas bubbles in tissue upon too rapid decrease in air pressure after a stay in a compressed atmosphere. That was a lot. We'll go through it. Don't worry. The example of the gas bubbles might be nitrogen. This is also called Benz, B-E-N-D-S. Also, would you say Caisson disease? It looks French. Don't remember how to pronounce it. And you can compare it to aeroembolism, A-E-R-O, embolism, and I'm not sure if that's, I have to imagine that's an antonym, maybe it means the opposite, aeroembolism, maybe, but it doesn't sound good, an embolism, maybe it's similar. Anyway, so this is what happens to usually scuba divers. If they come up to the surface too quickly, the difference in pressure from the water level where they were at to where they're going to is changes very, very drastically. You don't need to go far into water to have a big pressure change. So when that pressure change happens, I guess your body doesn't really have time to adjust, and the nitrogen bubbles release and get into parts of the body that they are not supposed to be in, like your tissue. Not your Kleenex, your tissue. And it can literally, as the first words say, it can literally cause somebody to die. So that is why if you go scuba diving, you have to be certified. You have to take classes and tests and practice and do this the right way. You have to come up slowly, slowly, and maybe, I don't know if you have to go up and then go down a little and then go up and then down, but at the very least, you got to go slow. So, you know, be smart. Because you don't want neuralgic pains or paralysis or have your breathing distressed or collapse or anything else. I have never been scuba diving. I think it would be cool. I'm a little scared because of this. But if you do it right, you'd be more safe than you think you should be. And I think you'll probably be okay. But I've never done this. So don't quote me on anything. Just know you got to be careful. All right. And it's a sickness because you're decompressing. You're going from one pressure to a lower pressure. It's less pressure. You know, if you, I don't know how many people have done this, but if you dive down to the deep part of a pool, just your regular pool, maybe it's 10 feet down, there's quite a lot of pressure just 10 feet down. I've tried it when I was a kid, and it can take some effort to get the down there. Your bodies are not meant to go down there. But when you got fins on and goggles and a breathing mechanism, it'll help you stay down there. But yes, I can't even imagine what the pressure is like. Na 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 na. Now, I don't know if I did this sound effect before, but we're doing it anyway. The next word is deconcentrate. Transitive verb from circa 1889. To reduce or abolish the concentration of. And the synonym is decentralize. Deconcentration is a noun. Yeah, we had decentralized. That's when you're moving things around from one place to another, like political authority and things like that. So deconcentrate, everything is maybe concentrated into one area, either physically or maybe more metaphorically, and then you got to deconcentrate it. If you have concentrated orange juice, you have to deconcentrate it. So it's regular orange juice, but I think you should just leave it like it is. Na 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 na. Next is decondition. Transitive verb from 1941. One, to cause extinction of. And the example would be a conditioned response. To cause extinction of. If you're causing the extinction of something else, you're deconditioning it. But what is a conditioned response? I feel like this is a specific example that I'm not so sure about. Oh, you are causing the extinction of a conditioned response. So what would be a conditioned response? When Pavlov's dogs were drooling from the bell, is that a conditioned response? How do you decondition that? Causing the extinction, you're getting rid of the conditioned response. Yes, that makes sense. Two, to cause to lose physical fitness. When you're doing the physical fitnessing, you're conditioning your body to be used to these harder tasks physically. But then if you stop doing that stuff, you're deconditioning. All right, next word. The next word is decongestant. Decongestant. Noun from 1947. An agent that relieves congestion. And the example of the thing that is causing the congestion would be mucous membranes, or maybe the congestion is in the mucous membranes. And then you put a thing in there, and this agent, it's not a person, it's not that kind of agent. It's a thing, it's a chemical, a liquid, a whatever. It's a decongestant. Oh, yesterday I had the allergies bad. My whole sinuses were all swollen and stuffy and all that sucky stuff. I did take some allergy pills. It sort of worked. Decongestant is also an adjective. Next word. Decongestion. Noun from 1908. Yesterday, I had congestion. I didn't have decongestion. This is the process of relieving congestion is decongestion. Decongest is a transitive verb, and decongestive is an adjective. And that rhymes. Next is deconsecrate. Transitive verb from 1876. To remove the sacred character of, as in deconsecrate a church. So the church has sacred character. It is sacred to people for various reasons. But then if you are removing the sacredness of a thing, you're deconsecrating it. What do you have to do? Tear it down? There's other things I'm sure people could do. Deconsecration is a noun. Next. Deconstruct. Transitive verb from 1973. 1. To examine using the methods of deconstruction. And the things you might be examining are a work of literature. That's just one thing. Or it could be many things. Many works of literature. Examining using the methods of deconstruction is deconstruct. And we will learn about deconstruction in the next word. Number 2 for deconstruct. To take apart or examine in order to reveal the basis or composition of, often with the intention of exposing biases, flaws, or inconsistencies, as in, deconstruct the myths of both the left and the right. The left and the right, are we talking politically? They have myths, they all have myths. That is a quote from Wayne Carlin, Carlin with a K. That was a long definition. To take, so you're taking apart, you're examining a thing to expose something. 3. To adapt or separate the elements of for use in an ironic or radically new way, as in, uses his masterly tailoring skills to deconstruct the classics. And that is from Vogue. The, periodical? Is that what you would call Vogue? A magazine, a periodical? So what? Uses his masterly tailoring skills to deconstruct the classics. Okay, well, this seems to be about literature, the classics, this example, but the tailoring skills, how does that play into this? I think of tailoring as dealing with clothes. Are the classics the classic clothes? Maybe. Yes, yeah, separate the elements and then you maybe redo it in another way. Ironic, radically new way. You're having fun with it. Deconstruct. Number 4, synonyms are destroy and demolish, as in nations that are deconstructing themselves. That is a quote from Jim Hoagland. Nations that are destroying or demolishing themselves. Yep. Deconstructive is an adjective and deconstructor is a noun. A boa deconstructor. That didn't work so great. The next word is deconstruction. This is a noun from 1973. The first definition is very long. A philosophical or critical method which asserts that meanings, metaphysical constructs, and hierarchical oppositions are always rendered unstable by their dependence on ultimately arbitrary signifiers. Also, an instance of the use of this method. And let's see, examples of the hierarchical oppositions could be between key terms in a philosophical or literary work. I would have to sit down with this for a little while to figure out what this actually means. But I think it's basically, you know, if you just look at the word deconstruction, just deconstructing a thing. But yeah, okay, there's an example. A deconstruction of the nature-culture opposition in Rousseau's work. So you're looking at Rousseau's work, and there's an opposition between nature and culture, and then you're deconstructing it. So what are you doing? It's a critical method that you're looking at the stuff always rendered unstable. I don't know. I can't help you out there. I'll just reread the whole thing with the parentheses. Maybe it'll help some people. A philosophical or critical method which asserts, that just means that it means it's, we're talking about it. It asserts that meanings, metaphysical constructs, and hierarchical oppositions, as between key terms in a philosophical or literary work, are always rendered unstable by their dependence on ultimately arbitrary signifiers. Number two, the analytic examination of something as a theory, often in order to reveal its inadequacy. So it seems like it's all about finding something negative? I don't know. Yeah, deconstruction. Maybe we'll find a link to put in the show notes that talks more about it. Me! Next is deconstructionism, noun from 1977, 4 years after deconstruction. And the synonym, it's just the number one definition for deconstruction. And deconstructionist is an adjective or a noun. Me! Next is deconstructivism. Deconstructivism. Noun from 1988. It is often capitalized. One long definition again. An architectural movement or style influenced by deconstruction that encourages radical freedom of form and the open manifestation of complexity in a building rather than strict attention to functional concerns and conventional design elements as right angles or grids. And deconstructivist is an adjective or noun, often capitalized. So this I can understand a little bit more because it's more concrete. It's dealing with a more physical thing, which my brain likes. And so yeah, it seems like it's basically, it's more about what the thing looks like and less about its function, right? And there is an architect, I think it's Gehry, G-E-H-R-Y. I can't think of his first name, but he might be considered a deconstructivist because all of his stuff is very flowy and just interesting to look at. And yeah, so let's, what does this say? Architectural movement or style. It's influenced by deconstruction. So that's the philosophical or critical method. And it encourages just freedom of form. Freedom of form. That's what it's all about. Just have fun with it. Open manifestation of complexity rather than paying strict attention to functional concerns. That would be things, it has to make sense. Has to function in a proper way. No. We're not going to pay so much attention to that, although it will function, just not in the standard way. It's going to have some fun form. Yeah. No. Next is decontaminate. Transitive verb from 1936, to rid of contamination. And the example of that would be radioactive material. Getting rid of the radioactive material is decontaminate. Because it's contaminated. Decontamination is a noun, and decontaminator is also a noun. Next is decontextualize. decontextualize, transitive verb from 1977, to remove from a context. Why would you want to remove something from its context? It depends. There's lots of examples, probably. Decontextualize. I don't think this is a word that I really use in my day-to-day life. There is one more word for this episode. No. It is the word decontrol. Decontrol. Transitive verb from 1919. To end control of. Ending the control of a thing is decontrol, which is also a noun. I like words, and one of them is the word of the episode. So today we had decompression sickness, deconcentrate, decondition, decongestant, decongestion, deconsecrate, deconstruct, deconstruction, deconstructionism, deconstructivism. Man, this episode might win the award for most words with the most syllables. Decontaminate, decontextualize, and decontrol. I do think that we will need to post a picture of some deconstructivism pieces of architecture, because I think that would be cool to see. But what is going to be the word of the episode? Let's see. I like things that help me not be so congested. Deconstruct. The deconstruction thing, that was pretty interesting. I do like the architecture. Which one is jumping out at me? I think maybe we'll just pick... that's a weird one. Decompression sickness? Should we pick that? Because it's when you go scuba diving, you get to see cool things. You get to see fish and other living creatures down there and coral and maybe a ship. And then it's really, really important to not get decompression sickness. It's really, really important not to get decompression sickness. Yeah. All right, I think that's going to be a fine place to end this episode. Thank you very much for joining me. I do appreciate you listening to this. I also understand that maybe not so much for you, but definitely for me, this gets very repetitive. It's the same thing all the time, but it is fascinating. I do love going through this whole thing and learning all this stuff, and I hope you like it too. That's why I call this, again, maybe it's not for everybody, edutainment. I hope it's semi-entertaining, and more so, I hope it's educational. There's always going to be something new around the bend. Next episode, the one after that. Yeah, it's just it's the alphabet. It's constantly changing and evolving. You change. I don't know. What am I trying to say? You don't care. You don't get it. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.